Hello, my friends. I'm so excited to welcome you to the very first episode of Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and this is not just any podcast. It's an amazing opportunity for all of us to dive deep into the Scripture together. We will explore profound meanings and apply biblical truths to our lives, all while nurturing a closer relationship with God through thoughtful examination and personal reflection. Today's episode is about facing your fears. You know, sharing your faith is one of the most important messages you can share. For many, discussing the gospel with friends can feel uncomfortable. However, Jesus calls all his followers to share their faith. It's essential to learn how to share it in a way that connects with others. This allows them to discover the true, authentic Jesus. Everyone has fears, whether it's heights or spiders or the anxiety of discussing faith. Many are also afraid of losing loved ones without them knowing Jesus. We can feel fear about both inaction and action. So let's examine this a little further. Consider this question. What emotions come to mind when you think about sharing your faith with friends? Well, common feelings would include fear of rejection and judgment, worrying about saying the wrong thing, and how family or friends will respond. These feelings are completely normal. Discussing faith is personal and can cause multiple emotions. What makes us uncertain about sharing our faith? Well, again, fear of rejection is a major concern. We often worry about others' opinions of us. There's also a lack of confidence, fear of offending, and discomfort with cultural differences. These fears are common and understandable. By recognizing them and leaning on God's strength, we can overcome these challenges with confidence to share our faith. Together, we will explore how to let our light illuminate the way forward for Jesus and share his love with those around us. Let's look at a few Bible verses that highlight being light in the darkness. 1 Peter 2:9 tells us, "For you are God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." From this scripture, you belong to God. Amen. Being God's very own possession, I don't know about you, but it makes me feel safe, valuable, secure, and loved. This verse emphasizes that believers have the potential to share God's greatness. It's an invitation to live out your purpose, not a judgment if you struggle at times. Living a life that reflects his love and grace means sharing your faith faithfully and impactfully. In 2 Corinthians 4:6 through 7, it reads, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ." We have this light shining in our hearts, but we are like fragile clay jars containing these great treasures. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. So from the verse, it was saying the great treasure. What does that mean? And from the verse, it says the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. You know, Paul refers to us as jars of clay, and he uses this as a metaphor to describe us. Clay jars are ordinary and inexpensive. They symbolize that we are common people, yet we carry something extraordinary within us. human vulnerability is evident as we are fragile and easy broken. The contrast between the priceless message of the gospel and our weak human nature highlights that the true strength of the message comes from God, not from us. God's power works through ordinary people, making the gospel profound. The treasure we hold is the incredible understanding of God's given to us through Jesus Christ. As believers, we are the everyday containers carrying this remarkable truth. To share your faith, start by recognizing your fears. God knows your feelings, but writing them down can be a powerful way to address them. Even the Apostle Peter was frightened enough to deny Christ three times, just as the other disciples did in fear. It was only after the Holy Spirit empowered them that they found the courage to boldly proclaim their faith. If you are hesitant about sharing your beliefs, you are not alone. You will need God's strength to overcome these fears. Praying is the first step in gaining access to God's power. He is ready to assist you in sharing your faith. As you lean to do this, you have a supportive Christian community around you, including your pastor, Bible class teacher, and friends, as well as a program like Scripture Seekers Ministry. Together, they can offer biblical wisdom and practical guidance to help you engage in gospel conversations. Understanding a few fundamental faith-sharing techniques can keep you moving forward. With the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, you have divine guidance and strength. Rest assured that God loves your family, friends, and desires to reach them through His gospel message even more than you do, and He is with you every step of the way. Through Scripture Seekers Ministry, you will learn how to navigate a gospel conversation from start to finish. You'll discover how to initiate discussions, explain the gospel clearly, address objections gracefully, share your faith journey, invite others to trust in Jesus, and sustain conversation if someone isn't ready to commit. However, all the techniques will fall short if you don't cover your efforts in prayer and love. These elements are essential in shining the light of Jesus and sharing His light with others. When someone questions your faith, show how God has influenced your life. Include your struggles as evidence of His work in you. Even in uncomfortable situations, speak about your beliefs with kindness, trusting that God will use your words. If someone challenges your faith, admit you don't have all the answers and respond with openness and a willingness to discuss further. Remember that even small expressions of faith can grow. Your consistent witness can make a significant difference. Seek guidance from trusted spiritual leaders to strengthen your faith as you share it. 1 Corinthians 13:13 highlights three key values: faith, hope, and love. Among these, love stands out the most significant. While we may focus on spiritual growth now, love is eternal and reflects God's true nature. Leading someone to Christ brings immense joy, not just from them, but from you as well. Let's pray, inviting God to help us discover and use our gifts for His glory. Heavenly Father, as we end this time of reflection, we are grateful for the courage you provide us to confront our fears, especially when sharing our faith. Remind us that strength comes from you. When we take steps in faith, You are always with us. Guide our words and action, empowering us to express our truth with love and confidence. Help us understand that you will use us to impact the lives of others. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I truly hope this episode has ignited a fire of inspiration with you. Embrace your fears and let the message of the gospel shine through you. Until we meet again, stay curious, keep discovering, and never stop learning.